This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates Nepal will strongly raise issues of climate justice for vulnerable countries in the UN Climate Conference, COP29. Minister for Communication Prithibi Subba Gurung says government is making all possible efforts to improve the country's economy. And Iran says Israeli strikes on Iran kill four soldiers. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reiterated that Nepal will eloquently enhance advocacies on climate action at the UN Climate Conference COP29. Speaking at the National Climate Conference organized by the Ministry of Forest and Environment yesterday, Prime Minister Oli claimed that Nepal would strongly raise issues relating to climate justice for vulnerable countries as put forward by him in the 79th UN General Assembly. The Prime Minister added that it was in the global interest to provide appropriate compensation to Nepal from the countries responsible for carbon emissions and protect mountains from the adverse impacts of climate change. The 29th edition of the UN Climate Conference is taking place in Baku, Azerbaijan from 11th to 22nd of November this year. President Ramchandra Pauril is scheduled to lead the Nepali delegation to the Global Climate Conference. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli claimed that democracy will not weaken as the coalition formed by the two big parties, CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress, has a history of defending democracy in the country. Similarly, Minister for Forest and Environment Oin Bahadur Shahi Thakuri said focused discussion would be held on the agenda of climate finance in the COP29. At the National Climate Summit organized in Kathmandu yesterday to make the COP29 meaningful, Minister Thakuri said the agenda of climate finance would be emphatically raised in the COP. Minister Thakuri said discussions would be held on finance-related issues, taking into consideration the difficulties facing the developing countries to fight the challenges posed by climate change without financial assistance. Minister Thakuri further said that the international community would be informed about the glacial lake explosion and floods in Kathmandu and other areas due to climate change. In the meantime, the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged all Nepalese to make impressive footprints by awakening wherever they go. Addressing the third World Nepali Literature Conference organized by the World Nepali Literature Federation yesterday, Prime Minister Oli viewed that literature bears huge significance as it can make society awake and spread positive messages. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rauth has said that a robust judicial history can be created if research and studies of the judicial sector are carried out. Addressing a workshop on Nepal's legal and judicial history in Kathmandu yesterday, Chief Justice Rauth stated that research and study could help in the comparison of the evolution of jurisprudence in Nepal's legal system. Stating that Nepal's judicial system history was based on religion, the Chief Justice argued that those documents are the foundation for the existing laws in the country. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has stressed the need for developing the tourism sector to advance the country towards the path of prosperity. Inaugurating a homestay in Besisar Municipality 2 of Lamjung District yesterday, the Communication Minister stated that tourists should be informed about original products and heritages as homestay could also contribute to tourism promotion. On a different note, the Communication Minister and government spokesperson claimed that the government is making all possible efforts to improve the country's economy. Likewise, speaking at a program organized by the CPN-UML District Committee to exchange greetings on the occasion of upcoming festivals at Besisar Municipality 8 yesterday, Minister Gurung said the government was serious about resolving problems facing people. Minister Gurung further stated that legal actions would be taken against all involved in misappropriation of cooperatives' funds. Similarly, Minister Gurung inaugurated the newly constructed building of Gunsagar Health Post at Besisar Municipality 2 Kapaldara Chisapani in Lamjung yesterday and said poor people are facing the burden due to expensive existing health services. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachandra, has called for justice for the victims of the cooperatives and microfinance. Addressing a mass meeting organized by the party's Bagmati Province Committee, Chair Dahal said his party would continuously run campaigns to safeguard and further develop the rights of Nepali citizens. Furthermore, leader Dahal said that the unity of the divided Maoist forces would take place soon. The Global Conference of Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, is being held in Kathmandu today with the slogan Transformation and Unity, Labour Investment and Continuity of Citizenship. According to NRNA General Secretary Gauri Raj Joshi, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the conference, which will see the participation of more than 500 people from home and abroad. Representatives from different countries have arrived in Kathmandu to participate in the conference, and all necessary preparations have been completed. The Chinese side has intensified its preparation to bring into operation the Rasuagadi-Kerung International Highway from tomorrow onward. The highway was closed due to incessant rainfall and subsequent landslides that occurred in September. Chief District Officer of Rasua, Arjun Paudil, shared that his Chinese counterpart informed him over the telephone yesterday that the reconstruction of the road in the Chinese territory damaged by the rain will be completed by today and vehicular movement can reoperate from tomorrow. Now, a sports news update. Nepal will face host US in the match to be held later today under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series. This is the first match that Nepal is playing in the series. The match to be held at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas, Texas is scheduled to start at 15 minutes past 9 p.m. Nepal Standard Time. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has announced a 15-member team under the captaincy of Rohit Kumar Paudil for today's match. Under the tri-series, Nepal will play two matches each against the U.S. and Scotland. The ICC World Cup League 2 includes Canada, the USA, the Netherlands, Scotland, Namibia, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, along with Nepal. Nepal is currently ranked 7th in the League 2 points table. Nepal has collected 3 points in 8 matches played so far with just one win. Canada leads the points table, followed by the US in the second position, and Scotland is in the 4th in the table. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Iran's army has said Israeli strikes on Iran in retaliation for Iran's missile attacks earlier this month have killed 4 Iranian soldiers. The Israel Defense Forces said it targeted missile factories and other sites near Tehran and western Iran early on Saturday. Israeli retaliation for an Iranian barrage of almost 200 ballistic missiles fired towards Israel on 4 October had been widely expected for weeks. Tehran had said the attack was in retaliation for the killing of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh on Iranian soil in July. Similarly, Syrian state media reported that Israeli airstrikes also targeted sites in the central and southern Syria. Following the Israeli strikes, according to Israel Defense Forces, Hezbollah fired 80 projectiles across the border into Israel on Saturday afternoon. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi and Bagmati province, along with the hilly region, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in the country's hilly regions today. Furthermore, the division stated that there is an influence of local winds and westerly winds across the country, along with the partial influence of a low-pressure region formed in and around Odisha, India. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 15.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reiterates Nepal will strongly raise issues of climate justice for vulnerable countries in the UN Climate Conference, COP29. Minister for Communication Prithivi Subbagurung says government is making all possible efforts to improve country's economy. And Iran says Israeli strikes on Iran kill 4 soldiers. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.